My concern is I want to know how.
Give your name, please.
Well, we don't have to, but I will. My name is Renee Bowser. I live in Washington, D.C. I'm an LSB member for WPFW. And my concern is how do we get a response, a meaningful response to our concerns when we send them to the Pacifica National Board? I wrote a letter to Grace Aaron, and I forwarded it to all of you on the Pacifica National Board. It was not a nasty letter. It was a letter asking questions and a letter making statements, but I got no response. And when I called Grace Aaron to find out if she had gotten my letter, she hung up on me. Now, the second thing I wanted to say is that I see Billy Ray allegedly represents WPFW, and he was going to, I guess, chastise the audience. And I don't think we should reinvent ourselves here, even though we're only a few hours away from Washington, D.C., when Billy Ray just a few months ago was very disrespectful to our volunteer secretary, pointing at him like this, saying, "You're COINTELPRO, you're CIA." So let me say, you one the pot calling to the kettle black is not going according to right things. And also I want to say, I'm the child of working class parents, and I was lucky enough to get into college and go further. But that doesn't make me bourgeois. I work every day on community issues. I work every day for a labor organization.
Please wrap it up.
And I don't, and my brother was a taxi driver, so I don't think that someone who made it to Wharton School is bourgeois when they're coming from D.C. out of working class parents. Thank you.
Okay.
How long do I have?
1 minute.
No, come on. 3 minutes, right?
You have 1 minute.
Okay, I just have to cut to it. I'm on the Finance Committee at BAI, and I've been on it for years and years and years. For years, every manager we've had ever since I've been there, it's about cut costs, cut costs, cut costs. Never about increasing revenue. If we're going into a depression and each person can give only half or a third as much as they could before, therefore you need twice or three times as many listeners as you had before, and no one cares. I say that all over the place. I say it to people in our meetings. I get just idiot faces looking at me with their mouths gaping open. It's not going to happen locally. No one's going to take care of this locally at BAI. You guys have to do something to kick people in the butt. Now, Billy Ray, I told him how I would do this, and he agreed it was a good idea, and you can ask him on his time what my suggestion was about getting more listeners.
Okay. Next person.
I have brought to your attention that I would like to be considered a write-in candidate. I even got people to sign for me, but when I looked at the list, I hadn't been approved. Probably I went a little over 500 words. But the thing is, I thought it was automatic every election would have a write-in candidate line because it's democracy. You can at least express yourself as a member. All right, I brought some books here. I want to say Frank McCourt died. I have a copy of his book. I think it's a wonderful book on education. I think we should have had a moment of silence. I mean, maybe we would have had some silence in this place for Frank McCourt. He's a wonderful guy. He filled in for his brother Malachi, who I have my problems with. I also, Kathy Davis, where is she? She was sitting over there. Oh, thank you. So liberal in time for a 50-year listener member of WBAI who calls in frequently. Kathy Davis said that in a meeting of the administration of WBAI, it was suggested that they accused the opposition of being racist. It wasn't as if Mitch Cohn and Steve Brown are racist.
Monroe, your time is up.
Steve Brown said, you can take it off my other.
Your time is up.
Yeah, Brown said that the money he paid the government was because they investigated him and found that he's a free agent, that he wasn't guilty of having to go to prison.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Larry Romstead, a longtime listener of WBAI, and I am working with Jim Crivo, who is in the back, and we would like to start talking with all kinds of people in Pacifica in general and in WBAI area in particular about some of us getting together and talking about alternative ways to solve the problems of WBAI. We recognize that it is in serious trouble financially, and it also is in serious trouble structurally. And I think people need to talk independently outside of the station. We have a possibility of facilitated discussions as well, and we wanted you to know that, and we would like everybody out here in the audience to know that. And if there's any interest in participating, please contact myself or Jim Crivo, who's sitting in the back in the hat. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Chris Farrell. I'm a WBAI listener. I think it's very important that WBAI continue as a station which is sustained by the listeners who support it. The failure to do this obviously has financial consequences, but I think it's more important than that. The philosophical idea of a radio station which is supported by its listeners was one of the most important things that sets WBAI and the other Pacifica stations apart from other media in the country. And I think that the programming under Samori Marksman demonstrated that progressive programming can garner enough listener support to sustain the station financially. I would like WBAI to take that as a model for its future, making sure that they find the audience for the progressive programming that so many listeners in the New York metropolitan area want. They provide that programming for those listeners, and they fund their operations on those listener support. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Steve Brown. I am a local board meeting. I'm surprised that those who claim to be defending democracy will not let anyone here speak except themselves. They yell and they scream. Excuse me, Madam Chair, I would like to have a heckle-free time to say what I have to say. I'd like the audience to please be quiet and observe that courtesy. Some of the things... No, I have enough time to speak without heckling, Mr. DeFazio. It's interesting that those who are yelling are lying about such things as ethnic cleansing and the firing of people of color. The fact is, at this station, Tony Riddle was replaced. He was replaced with a black woman. Bernard White was replaced. He was replaced with a black man. I'm going to stop until I get a quiet audience, and you're going to have to see me up here for as long as you keep yelling and screaming. We'd like a little quiet.
Okay, Steve, your time is up. Steve, your time is up. Please, please come to order. This is public comment. I don't know. I have no idea.
Let him go.
Hello? Steve, your time is up. Please sit down.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I have not had time to speak.
The next person is Zarina Shakir.
I will not relinquish this microphone until I have time to speak. Madam Chair, I'm entitled to time to speak.
Okay. Well, that's not possible at this time. Zarina, it's your turn.
No, I will not relinquish this microphone.
I'll put you on the end of the list. Zarina. Go ahead. Give her the mic, please.
I will not.
Okay. Give her Rico's mic.
Let him go. We hold him up there.
Steve, please get away from the mic.
Madam Chair, I will not relinquish the microphone until I've had time to speak without heckling.
I understand.
I understand.
How can I leave?
dog in the time. That's very clever.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen. Okay, my name is Zarina Shakir. I'm the chair of WPFW Local Station Board. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. There are three quick things that I would like to say to this board and to the audience. Number one, this PMB meeting was to be announced on our station, WPFW, and it was not announced. We had 10 days to make that announcement. A recording was done by me and then by one of the other LSB members, and the announcement was not made. If it was, it ran one or two times, and that was not enough for people to really be aware of what was going on here. Billy Ray Edwards and Lucette King have stated, and they happen to be sitting here on the PMB, have stated over the past 6 years that this board that they are sitting on right now is a sham, and that Pacifica is trying to take back our station, WPFW, and that they would never want to be a part of the board. Well, are those two people sitting in front of us right now? Billy Ray Edwards was appointed to the PMB. Where in the bylaws does it say that you appoint anybody to be on the PMB? He was appointed over the recent votes of our LSB, which was done by the bylaws. So this whole meeting, and we were told that also that WPFW, the election of 2007,
Serena, 15 seconds.
Those people that were elected in 2007 were not valid, which means that all of our meetings, all of our votes, and even the votes that have been taken on the PMB are invalid. So do you want to go to court on that issue? Thank you.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, can people hear me? Hello, can people hear me? Oh, sorry. I'm Bill DeFazio of WBAI. I will be very quick. We do not like that our station has been taken over by Interim Pacifica. They came and took us over. They started in the middle of the night, and they have continued to this point. But in reaction to this, an incredible group has formed. And it is Take Back WBAI. And every Tuesday, Take Back WBAI meets at Local 1707. We are a fountain of creativity. A fountain of creativity. And we will change WBAI to what it once was and even more. I call for the return of, they turned off my mic. I call for the return of our program manager, Bernard White, who created an incredibly integrated and political station. Thank you very much.
Yes, I'm saying that, silly. Don't say that I didn't. I was there. I just walked in public comment.
All right, Monroe.
Hi. Welcome to BAI. My name is Mitchell Cohn. I'm the chair of the local station board, as you know. I'd actually like to see more radical programming on the board, on the air, such as there's been no programming at all on the global economic crisis that we're facing. And you would think at this point in time that there would be a lot more programming about the global economic crisis
I'd also like to see programming on the global ecological crisis. There's been nothing on the air except for one show that happens once a month, sometimes, by David Asciutto and Ken Gale. Aside from that, there's nothing on the global ecological crisis, nothing on the global economic crisis. So I'm curious of whose interests are being served by the previous management that was directing the programming. I'd also like to see more radical feminist programming, not just women's programming, but radical feminist programming on BAI. That's really a crucial element in our community, and yet we don't have that, except for one show by Fran Luck, which is an excellent show, and that's it. So those are three things. Please take forward WBAI.org. Go to takeforwardwbai.org. Too many people want to take it backwards. We want to take it forward. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Good afternoon. My name is Michael Vincent Cree. I pastor a pro bono peace and justice ministry. 4 months ago yesterday, I was locked out of my apartment for the second time illegally by the Bloomberg administration. Yesterday, I finally got from the vultures who had taken the stuff out my checkbook. I do plan to honor my pledge. I plan to give it to the only organization that I have had the support during this time that actually put me in touch with the deputy mayor to address my issue. And so my pledge that would be for the Dr. King pledge of $50 for the national radio announcer's address that the station offered will be going to CEMOTAP, because CEMOTAP deserves my money. CEMOTAP has represented my issues that are disabled issues, that are senior issues, that are people living with fixed income issues that BAI no longer represents and we haven't had. I want people to understand we do have to work with the new coup or the new management. So you have to know where they're coming from. You know, it's not really Shirley MacLaine's out on a limb.
15 seconds left.
Because out on a limb would say, like some producers, they have an opinion on everything, but when it comes to their friends, are deathly silent. Or we have interim director who can't speak with people when we have a call-in. So I offer this to Laverne Williams. Baba Wawa's How to Talk with Practically Anybody About Practically Anything.
Your time is up.
And the motto of this board is Leave Us Alone.
That's mighty white.
For good reading, Motley.
Your time is up. Fools,
rule breakers and rule makers. Let's add this to our art
director. Your time is up.
My name is Gabriel Coran. I like to read. Well, I work with the mic.
Yeah, the mic is not this
late. The mic, please. All right. Okay, thank you. I like to read parts of the Pacifica mission statement, which we always forget. One, to establish the foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earning of which includes inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. In radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for creative skills and energies. I don't want to read this. The next one. The radio broadcasting operation to engage in any activity that shall contribute lasting understanding between nations, between individuals, and all nations, races,
okay, your time is up.
Don't
Thank
forget
you.
That, okay?
Thank so, you. Your time is up.
No, I did not finish what I wanted to say.
Yes,
okay?
But I'm your time finished. Is up. There is a long line behind
okay,
you.
I like to say, remember a Long Bay Brass, okay, and Samory Marksman. That's the kind of radio station we want, okay?
Thank
and Ms.
you.
Ms. Williams, If you think...
Thank you. Your time is up.
The political programs are boring, then your mental and intellectual
your time is
capacity
up.
Is in question.
Yes, my name is Henry Higgins. My name is Henry Higgins. I'm a lifetime... My name is Henry Higgins. I'm a lifetime New Yorker, and I came to speak. Mic check. My name is Henry Higgins. I'm a lifetime New Yorker and a longtime supporter of BAI. The spring takeover of WBAI by Grace Aaron, Steve Brown, and their henchmen is unacceptable and it's obscene. The organization designed to take back WBAI is a righteous effort, and we will not rest until the people who have been banned and fired are restored. The corporate takeover is unacceptable, and we will not tolerate it.
Okay. Go ahead.
It is, literally. She can't run again, so we'll be rid of her soon. Okay, William Hairwagon, WBAI staff. I'd just like to comment a little on some of our soon-to-be-recalled board members here, Mitch Cohen and Steve Brown. They seem to focus on programming. That's all they're interested in. Programming. And Grace Aaron, too. Programming. That's not the job of governance. I've been saying this for 3 years at the meetings, these meetings, at least two or three of them, and here and in other cities. I travel around, like some of our guests from California and from Washington, D.C., and I welcome them. And then the elections report, it was just interesting. I don't know if it was a misread or a misprint, but it just shows the thinking of the people. They couldn't even get the name of the station right. They said KPFW. I mean, it's WPFW. You don't even care anything about what's going on there except to take it over and change it and fire the manager, walk him out of the building. Ridiculous.
Okay,
and then you ignored. Then you ignored A.C. Byrd. Ridiculous. And I just... And the recall, you're going to have a recall
okay,
discussion
that's it.
Of some
you're
kind
out of time.
Just because people are being recalled under the rules.
Yay! Yay! Jennifer Jager, WBAI LSB. I'm sorry you have to experience all this disruption in the work of the board, which is something that we have to experience at every LSB meeting, making it very hard for us to perform the duties that we were elected to. What I want to say is that an alternative, someone said that this should be an alternative organization. Well, that's fine, but an alternative organization doesn't mean a dysfunctional, bankrupt, chaotic, do-nothing organization that the past Pacifica and WBAI organization was, almost dragging the entire foundation into bankruptcy. I hear about creativity, and they didn't do anything creative for 10 years except for take money that WBAI didn't earn from Pacifica and suck the foundation dry, thereby...
You're out of time, Jennifer.
Okay, BAI into bankruptcy.
Okay.
I'm Pat Logan. I've been a listener of BAI since 1966. I love the station, and I cannot imagine a city or my life without the station. I wish people would wake up and understand that if changes are not implemented, we will not have a BAI next year to celebrate our 50th anniversary. So I want to urge the board despite all this vituperation and anger and yelling and lying that has been going on here, despite the people who are determined that if they can't have an identity politics WBAI with heavy with black nationalism, that they will have no station, we want and we need to have you implement the policies and make the changes necessary to keep the station and the foundation going. We need a progressive voice in this city. And we need the station to go on. We need it to reach more people. We need it to become more progressive, do more in-depth analysis. We need it to be a welcoming voice that people will want to listen to. And I appreciate you doing that for me.
All right, that's it. Your time is up. Thank you.
Yes, my name is Jim Dingman. Yesterday I was thinking about, out loud, what was going on with this problem of the rent down at Wall Street. And if people remember 15 years ago, the old national board created the National Strategy Programming, which saddled BAI with this high rent downtown. They were under the impression, remember, they were winning at the time. They figured that they could get 2 to 3 million paid subscribers who would sustain the whole system, and then they could, and they justified moving downtown. Now, there are people on both sides of the aisle here who were against that move at the time, precisely because of this problem, that we would eventually get stuck with these insane, absurd costs. So the key issue here to me is, how do you solve, what do you do to redirect the station so you don't have these crazy costs, you don't have a, quote, alleged $1 million in debt, which led to all this? How do you change the situation around? And that, to me, is the key issue. A lot of other stuff is obfuscation and essentially one faction fighting for control against another. That's
Your
what it all boils
up.
Down to.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ellen Kirschbaum. I've lived in New York all of my life, so I actually know that it's Wrangell and I know where the Bronx is. I am an educator. I was a principal. I've created a few schools in New York City. I am really coming to this meeting to tell you that I am so upset with what you've done to my station. You may not fire people without due process who have given their lives to this station. You have changed the nature of my radio station and the programs that I want to hear. I agree with you. We had the most creative and terrific stations in New York. Gutsy, I didn't like all of the programs. I listened to some. There are some I don't listen to. But to have people, these carpetbaggers, come into our station who don't even know a thing about our communities and don't know what issues are our issues, telling us how they're going to control us and what we can do is absurd and unacceptable, and we will fight until you are gone.
My name is John Riley, and I'm here from WBAI. I just want to, from this BAI, sing. Hi, my name's John Riley, and I'm from WBAI Signal Area, and I want to talk about this. There were, recently in the Daily News, there was an article written by David Hinckley that said, Democracy Now! Duo slams Pacifica. That is the kind of press that you're getting, and the reason is because of these terrible decisions that you've made to dismantle Wake Up Call, which was the leading program for fundraising. This has caused outrage among listeners, and there's been a recall campaign for board members Mitchell Cohen and Steve Brown. And this is being very successful. We filed petitions, and George Reiter has introduced rules that would vitiate the bylaws requirement to allow recall. And I urge you, you can look in the bylaws. It says that all the elections must be treated the same for candidates as well as other measures, which include recall. So I urge
your
you to treat all the elections the same, and it should be concurrent since it's so close to this election period. We filed in time.
Your time is up.
The last thing I want to say has to do with the time. Every week,
your
or 2 weeks, you have board meetings that are teleconferences. There is zero time on any of these meetings for public comment.
Your time is
we
up.
We spend tens of thousands of dollars every board meeting for you to come here and lecture to us. We need to have more time. I respectfully submit we need more time.
I appreciate the help, but unlike most of the people, please, did my time start now, please? I had an opportunity after speaking last night and asking the question whether or not you were changing the rules midstream. Please allow me to speak, folks. Please, order. I asked if there were a resolution before the board members, too, please. Sean, come on. No, I'm sorry. The clock can't be tolling while your own board members are talking over me, okay? All right, first, last night I asked if there was a resolution before this board that would change the rules about recalling board members while there was a recall petition in place. And I didn't get an answer because you said that's not your custom. I had an opportunity to review the agenda last night after it was approved. And, yes, in fact, there is such a resolution.
Your time is up.
My time just began 20 seconds ago.
Your time is up.
Your time is up. Your time is up. You'll see how quickly it pops, too. Mitchell, shut up.
Go ahead.
May I begin? What? Pardon?
Hold on, dear. Hold on. We'll get your mic.
All right. Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Sheila Hamanaka. I'm a producer with WBAI. I'm also with the Take Back Coalition, Take It Back. And I'm a member of Pacifica Resistance, a national coalition that's begun to take back Pacifica from the hijackers led by Grace Aaron. I would like to ask you, board members, how many of you support Cynthia McKinney? How many of you support Cynthia McKinney? Can I see a show of hands? How many of you support Cynthia McKinney? The people on the national board, may I see how many people on the national board support Cynthia McKinney? Do you support Cynthia McKinney? Do you support the work of Cynthia McKinney? Do you support the work of Cynthia McKinney?
The board does not respond to questions from the listeners. We're just listening.
Hey, excuse me. Isn't this freedom of speech? These are not mannequins up here, Ms. Aaron. These are human beings. They can raise their hands. Do you support the work of Cynthia McKinney and her trips to Gaza? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. Please. Oh, a couple. I'm really shocked. I think Cynthia McKinney's supporters around the nation will be quite disappointed to see the lack of support for her on this board. How many of you would support Cynthia McKinney as executive director
of
Pacifica?
Your time is up.
How many? Oh, now I think the listeners support Cynthia McKinney.
Your time is
up. Now how many of you know that Cynthia McKinney applied for the position of executive director of Pacifica and was turned down as unqualified? Unqualified. And that her application never even reached the personnel committee. Grace Aaron, knew that Cynthia McKinney was going to apply as executive director for that position. And mysteriously, a letter was sent to her from Ahmed Anderson, human rights personnel director of Pacifica.
We're going to be adjourning in 8 minutes for lunch.
Her application never even reached
You're
the
depriving
personnel committee.
The other people in line from their time. Go ahead.
I'm a long-term time supporter of WBAI. I don't want to take up a whole lot of time, but I totally am against this coup that has taken place, and I'm especially outraged that the people who have come in are claiming to have had a very good fundraiser, because that was all put in time before you came. We know that there's difficulty financially at BAI. We know that. That Tony Riddle and Bernard White were working hard to try to get back the memberships, to try to get back whatever, what. And for you, from the West Coast to come in here and 2 days before the fundraiser and claim that you had created a good fundraiser, that for me, who have been giving my money,
okay, your time is
that
up.
Is an outrage.
My name is Rayla Forrest. I've been on this board for many years. You know me. You should know me. There's so much to say and not enough time to say it. You clearly have done what you've done from a full position of knowledge. And you remind me of the coup leaders in Haiti that we call the morally repugnant elite. Those people who have supported a majority, the current majority on the LSB at WBAI, are people who claim to be for democracy. Just like the coup, people in Haiti who had blood on their hands, they rush towards having elections because that's how they define democracy. What you're trying to do to our station is nothing short of a rape, and we will not stand for it. So you want to send on procedures, and we can go to hell with that. And there's a hell lot more where that comes from. Fine, I'll be back.
Hi, Tom Hill Gardner. Hi, Mimi Rosenberg. You should remember me. You used to slander me on the radio, but somebody was heckling before from the audience that Pacifica was getting too corporate. And the blunt reality is that you are a corporation, and if you don't behave like a corporation, you can be dissolved. The attorney general of your state can step in, and lots of bad things can happen. So you shouldn't be ashamed of being a corporation. You got to embrace it. This isn't an anarchistic society, but you wouldn't know that from a meeting like this here today. It's a shame that you'd even have to consider something like appointing a sergeant at arms or something, because I got to say, I came here to the meeting and I couldn't hear what was going on because the heckling was louder than, and I hope you got some business done. God bless you. Please try to get some business done and run this radio station. Reasonable people on both sides should get together and ostracize the unreasonable people on both sides of the aisle. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, members of the PNB. I'm Robert Gold. I'm a member of the WBAI Local Station Board here in New York. I'd like to welcome everybody from around the country. We've heard a lot of talk about taking back WBAI, but I'm a member of the movement to take BAI forward. And I'd like to tell you briefly why, because between 2003 and 2008, BAI lost 25% of its members. Many people just left BAI, and there needed to be change at the station. We need to have a change in programming. We need to take this nation forward. I'd like to address the issue, the so-called issue of a coup at BAI. There has been no coup. What there was a democratic election in 2007 when I was elected, and the independents on the local station board made make changes. There was no coup. Thank you.
Thank you. We have time for two more speakers, then we're breaking for lunch. But Carolyn Burden, there's some sort of affair on 2nd Avenue, north of 50th Street. So there's lots of street food there. It's a street fair. We're going to two more speakers, and then we adjourn for lunch. Okay, go ahead.
My name is Bokeem Nereri. I heard LaVon Williams say on the radio that we are the ones we've been waiting for. I wasn't waiting to have my station stolen by some thieves. And I noticed, and people who collaborated with a known felon who had been indicted, Steve Brown. So now what happens is, outside of the fact that Steve and Mitch Cohen are racist, those of you who are on the board have to decide who you want to collaborate with or what side you want to be on. And so what I'm looking at is I want you to make a decision on what side you want to be on, because I'm telling you how we look at you. We look at you as a group of thieves. So if you can associate with Carolyn Burden, Steve Brown, Mitch Cohen, Grace Aaron, LaVon Williams, Ifeah Wangaza, if you can associate with them in their thievery of this station, then you have to take the wrath of what's coming, because something is definitely going to come. Now, I don't know if you know about New York City, but if you don't know, you will soon know.
Go ahead.
Good afternoon. My name is Tibby Brooks, and I'm part of a smaller minority who listens to classical music. And if you think that solvency comes by mainstreaming, you're going down the path of NYC. NYC is part of the NPR network. After 9/11, they divested all their classical music programming during the day. Their listenership shot up by 30%. They no longer serve that community because they've just bought QXR in the middle of the dial, sold it to another station altogether, and divested New York City of classical music, basically, because QXR is going to have to be listener-supported, and we know what that means. So we come from a community where people are accustomed to tough times. We share things. We're used to being not in the greatest financial shape. But if you want mainstreaming, you will abdicate our mission of being the voice of the voiceless, just as NYC and QXR have abdicated their responsibility and mission of serving classical music.
All right. The meeting is now adjourned for lunch.
The meeting
board
is
members
not
may go to lunch. We will resume at 1 p.m.